expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and you're listening to Our Urban Story on DGVRadio.com. And of course, you know who's sitting right across from me.
Yes, sorry, we're starting a little late today. Totally on us. We had a really important conversation we had to complete. So we do apologize. We thank you for being there for us. And with us today is Saturday, November 16th, 2019. And we're going to entitle today's show, Barbara, if you don't mind, Irrational Hatred of Donald Trump. President Trump. So, Barbara, we witnessed these two hearings this past week, impeachment hearings, and my one-word summation for these hearings is disaster. Disaster for the Democrats. Barbara, your thoughts, please, sweetie.
I mean, it's horrible. I mean, what they're doing is so undignified, unconstitutional, and un-American. It's hard to describe it. Why would you want to impeach a president who has lowered, you know, because of his policies, the low unemployment rate? The stock market is soaring.
Yep.
Here it is with the unemployment rate. You have blacks, Hispanics, women, even the disabled, that if they want to find a job, that they can find a job. You have a president who's renegotiating trade deals, making sure that America and Americans are put on the top of the list and they're profiting from it. You don't have a president who is some community organizer who hides whatever they accomplished because it wasn't much. Everything about this president is wide open, in the open, and they're trying to create a scenario to cause him problems and also to blemish his reputation. They hate him more than they love America.
Absolutely.
They hate him more than they respect their duties as representatives of the people. They're supposed to be working for improving the life of the governed, and they are failing miserably. And that's my opinion. I'm
gonna get you. You're awesome.
That's my opinion. We're just talking with Danny, the founder of DDV Radio, and he just gave us some wonderful news.
But we have to keep. We'll keep. Okay, Barbara. Go ahead.
Yes, we will.
Barbara. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir. So we have some very good news. So, but anyway, we're going to keep going with the show. Thank you, our producer, who's working with us as we, you know, sometimes things pop up. So we just keep moving forward. But the hearings were a disaster. And let me give you my thoughts. Let's say what I heard, first of all, what we were presented with was hearsay.
Absolutely.
We were not presented with direct evidence from anyone. The first two witnesses, Ambassador Taylor and the other gentleman. Now, these are the kickoff witnesses for the Democrats' impeachment inquiry hearing. And I label it that deliberately because it has zero support from the Republican side. So this is a Democrat-led impeachment hearing, and they kicked it off with Ambassador Taylor and the other gentleman on, I believe it was Wednesday. All we heard was what I got, and I think millions of Americans got. I heard it from a third, fourth source and all of that. It was hearsay, no direct evidence. And I heard a Democratic representative say, a Democrat say, well, sometimes hearsay is better than direct evidence. Ladies and gentlemen, no good prosecutor worth his or her salt would ever say hearsay is better evidence than direct evidence. In fact, no prosecutor would bring a case based on hearsay. That is absolutely ridiculous. Now, the President of the United States, according to the U.S. Constitution, he or she, but he sets foreign policy, period. The ambassadors and any of the representatives, the envoys, they serve at the pleasure of the president. He is in charge of foreign policy. If you do not agree with the president, you resign, and then you run for office. But right now, the foreign policy is guided by President Donald Trump, period. So what we heard on Wednesday was hearsay, third, fourth witness, and then Representative Jim Jordan, who was recently moved over to the House Intelligence Committee. I mean, he just summed it up in saying, this is, six different people are making four different references, I hope I have it right, in one sentence. It was very hard to follow. The bottom line is we got no direct evidence, and this is an impeachment hearing. This is an absolute disgrace as far as I'm concerned. And yesterday, Friday, November 15th, and I want to get her name correctly, Marie Yovanovitch, former ambassador to the Ukraine, who was fired by the president. He had every right to fire her. She sounded yesterday to me and to millions of other people as a disgruntled former employee. She was pissed off, excuse my language, that President Trump fired her.
Amen. That's what it was.
That's all it was.
That's all it was.
And when she was asked directly by the Republican, I don't have his name in front of me, the bottom line is he asked her, did you notice that the president committed a crime? Do you know about that? She said no, she has no knowledge. So the question I asked, other people have asked, Mark Levin, the great one, asked and stated, why was she even there? There was no purpose to call Marie Yovanovitch. To testify yesterday. It was a complete waste of time.
All of this is a waste of time. You know, it's a waste of time and it's a waste of taxpayer money. What are they doing? You know, when they take their oath of office, let's go back to the preamble to the Constitution. The preamble to the Constitution, we the people of the United States establish justice and promote the general welfare, provide for the common defense. These are all things that they are supposed to be doing. Are they concerned about that wall, the building of the wall, defining our borders? While they live behind these big, big, tall fences, they're not even talking about the immigration problems that we have.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi refused to meet with, what do you call the people?
The angel mothers.
Angel mothers.
Right. Angel moms and dads.
I don't recall any Democrat meeting with the angels. Those are mothers, people, of parents of those people who have been killed by illegal aliens.
Right.
What about our common defense? Are they concerned about that?
Right.
What about, are they concerned about promoting the general welfare of the American citizens? No, 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 no. Why are they getting paid?
Exactly.
To impeach the president, from what I heard Donald Trump say at one of his rallies, I don't recall where, that approximately 9 minutes after he was inaugurated, they start trying to find a reason to get rid of him.
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly right.
That is total insanity.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would challenge anyone who says that they are Christian, to give me a reason why you hate Donald Trump.
Exactly.
I would challenge anyone who says that they are Christian to justify voting for a party or anyone that represents a party that says the baby should be killed either in the womb or even after they come out of the womb. That unnatural unions are approved by God. I would challenge anyone from anywhere to give me a reason to validate why they continue to support a party who has become so un-American, so godless, so lawless, and tell me you are a Christian.
Barbara, please give out our phone number, please.
Our telephone number here is 973-925-4559. And we're waiting for you to justify voting for a party that has forgotten that they are supposed to listen to the voice of the governed.
Absolutely. Barbara, it's so bad that the Democratic Party is beyond being the opposition party. The Democratic Party is anti-American. They're anti-Constitution. Therefore, they really should not be in office. I mean, they are going to have to rebuild the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi has been an absolute disaster for this party. And if you don't believe me, trust me, she is an absolute disaster. They were accusing the president of quid pro quo. Now, trying to forget that it's clear that Hunter Biden, it was unethical what Hunter Biden did. It was unethical and maybe illegal what Vice President Joe Biden did, Vice President at the time, telling Ukraine, either you fire this prosecutor, and it's on videotape, or you're not getting about $1 billion. That is quid pro quo. What
Absolutely.
They're accusing President Trump of doing, they have done. They're so unethical, so corrupt. They're making this up as they go along. Now, from what I understand, they did some internal polling, the Democrats did, and they found that the word bribery sticks more than quid pro quo, because a lot of people don't understand what quid pro quo means. So they're using the word bribery. Based on what? I have no idea. That's like accusing me of robbing the Bank of America, and I haven't been in a branch of Bank of America in over 5 years. They're making this up literally as they go. Now it's bribery based on what? So we have the witnesses that the Democrats put forth this past week, and none of them, not one of them, said they saw the president, witnessed the president committing anything illegal or criminal. So what is the purpose of the impeachment hearings other than trying to damage, smear President Trump? It is outrageous. It is unfair. The president said this has been very harmful to his family, and it's sad. It's sad because it's not fair. You know, President Trump could be living on a tropical island. He could be vacationing in Bermuda. He could be on the French Riviera, drinking champagne, eating the finest food. He does not have to go through this, but he's a patriot. Whatever
yes,
you want to say about President Trump, his style, maybe he's too blunt for some people, but you understand him because you're a New Yorker. You're brash.
I am.
But at the core of who President Trump is, he is a patriot. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Listen, he is a patriot. And the things that he's doing for America, I mean, that, what is his, First Step program?
First Step, exactly.
First Step program. People who have, and particularly two black women, mm-hmm. who have spent 38 and a half years in prison mm-hmm. for minor mm-hmm. drug charges. Right. They're out now, living their lives to the fullest. Mm-hmm. They've become productive citizens. I just saw on Facebook mm-hmm. that three military men
yes.
have received clemency.
Yes, clemency. Absolutely. Yes.
On top of the businessman, he's the master of the art of the deal.
Yes.
Dealing with China, mm-hmm. dealing with all of these countries that Mexico, Canada, and America, that NAFTA, mm-hmm. getting rid of that and renegotiating it. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better president.
Honestly, and I have to say this, and I hope President Trump is listening. I mean, he's an answer to our prayers.
Yes, he is.
You know, I remember, and I'm going to go off course just a little bit because I want to go back to these hearings for a minute. I remember when ISIS was they were in jeeps. They were going across the desert heading to Iraq. I remember that. It wasn't like in a jungle where it would have been hard to spot them. They were in open desert going from Syria to Iraq, and President Obama did nothing.
Nothing.
What ISIS did to innocent people, the Yazidi women, the Christians, we were praying and crying because there was nothing we could really honestly do. And for a president to do what he did and take out al-Baghdadi, this mystical leader who was treated as something of a god.
I call him Abadab.
Right. By the ISIS followers. For President Trump to take him out was really a prayer answered, and to take out his successor so immediately. This is his destiny.
Yes, it is.
This is
yes.
President Trump's destiny. This is why he was born. Yes, he's a billionaire. His father lent him $1 million, but he quadrupled, and I don't have the math, but he exponentially increased that. But this was his true destiny. Whether he was a billionaire or making $30,000 a year, President Donald Trump was meant to be president, period. He is a blessing to this nation.
Absolutely. And Franklin Graham said it very nicely. He said, with all of the cheating on the other side, they forgot the God factor. God intervened, and that's why he was the president. That's why all of those other Republicans, he, you know, won the nomination. That's why, even though he went up against a professional politician, there can be, I don't think that there's anyone more professional in politics than Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah. She's a master.
She is a master.
Besides her husband, Bill.
A master of the political world. Her and her husband are a strong, strong team.
Absolutely.
And that's why, even with all of the philandering that he does, they're not going to break up. They're not going to separate, because they are a match made someplace, and I know it's not in heaven. But they are political giants.
Yes, they are.
And for our president to win, mm-hmm. to get almost twice as, not twice, but quite a few more substantial number of electoral
votes, right.
Votes mm-hmm. over a professional politician yes. is phenomenal.
Yes.
I think it is.
Absolutely, Barbara. You're 100% right. But I think with everything that has gone on with these disastrous impeachment hearings, I believe that not only will President Trump win the Electoral College, he will win the popular vote. The Democrats Absolutely. Are doing this because none of the candidates, and Deval Patrick, a black gentleman, I think he was former governor of Massachusetts. I don't know that much about him. He has jumped into the race, supposedly. None of that will work. No one will defeat President Trump. President Trump has impacted people across all political, across the political spectrum, race, age. We have worn Trump paraphernalia in Newark, in Irvington, in Harlem. Sometimes we get secret thumbs up. I like your hat. I like, they can't say it loud.
Absolutely.
I like your shirt, because they're afraid that they will be ostracized. So what I'm trying to convey is President Trump's support is deep and it's wide. And I believe that he will. We can't get cocky now. We're going to have to work. And Barbara and I intend to work very hard in the inner cities for President Trump. But we can't get cocky. But the support from black people in 2020 for President Trump will be phenomenal. And I believe I'm going on a limb here. I believe two things may happen that will shock the world. He may get as high as 30% of the black vote, President Trump. And he may actually win California. No Republican has won California since Ronald Reagan in 1984.
And I know one thing. They're working hard, hard, hard in Massachusetts.
Yes.
I mean, I was really impressed with the energy.
Yes.
With the Spirit of America event that we just, witnessed on the 3rd of November.
Right.
I mean, I saw high, high, high energy.
You and I both, yes.
That's right. And a person like my friend Joan and Dennis, they're constantly out there with their Trump signs and all of these things. And, you know, I saw on Facebook where they had one sign. I think it was up in Massachusetts. Honk for Trump. Yeah. Trump.
Yeah, Massachusetts, yes. The Republicans in Massachusetts are on fire.
They are on fire.
The event we went to is going on 2 weeks tomorrow, The Spirit of America with Corey Lewandowski.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jim Lyons, the GOP
right.
chair in Massachusetts. That was high energy.
Absolutely.
High energy. We are pumped to vote and get out there and work for Trump. We cannot take his victory for granted.
And then when we attended the 603 Alliance.
Yes, in New Hampshire.
That was another high energy and ready for the fight. And they're going to fight this time.
Exactly.
They're not going to just give in.
Right.
So we're praying that they turn red in this next election.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going back to the hearings, I want to touch on yesterday, and Lord help me with this lady's name, Yovanovitch, Marie Yovanovitch.
Yo-yo. Let's just call her yo-yo.
President Trump sent out a tweet earlier in the day, yesterday, Friday, in which he basically said, I'm paraphrasing, she wasn't such a good ambassador. Now, when Ms. Yovanovitch was testifying, she had no idea President Trump had even sent that tweet. So leave it up to Adam Schiff, the chair.
Shifty Schiff,
the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, to read the tweet and to say right here in real time, the president is intimidating a witness. I don't know where in the world you can, where in that tweet the president threatened the former ambassador. How did he threaten her? He just said she didn't do such a great job as an ambassador. And in fact, the president of Ukraine, the new president, and I've written his name down, I'll get it, he wanted her removed as an ambassador. So where did we get tweet? How is that tampering with a witness? It was Adam Schiff who read the tweet. She had no idea about the tweet. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, you know, these great manipulators of madness, and Shifty Shift really qualifies for that title. They take truth, and they think that they can manipulate it to suit whatever they want it to suit. There's nothing intimidating. There's nothing threatening about she didn't do a great job.
Exactly.
And the president of the Ukraine.
Yes. President Zelensky wanted her removed. He didn't want her to continue
on. So she wasn't
an ambassador.
She wasn't great at her job. She wasn't good at her job. She wasn't accomplished.
But where was the media when President Obama fired all of the ambassadors, from what I understand, under George W. Bush?
They were taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to Obama, they took many naps.
Exactly.
They did not report that ISIS was created under him.
Right.
They did not. They didn't even report the mass shootings, you know, because they happened under him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't report how many people were losing their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses were leaving. And he was the one who said that they'll never come back to America.
Exactly.
And here they are. They're coming back.
Yes.
No one has questioned any of that, because the media, for the most part, and I heard a long time ago that 85% of those in the media are leftists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of liberal, because they're not liberal.
No,
are
you're
leftists.
Absolutely right. They're not liberal.
And they support dark ideologies.
Right.
So therefore, they're not going to say anything bad, anything wrong about somebody like Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I named him the poster boy of the godless before he even became president.
That's true.
And we see that those words were true.
Yep.
And those who are godless are not going to talk bad about their brothers, their sisters, their cousins.
Exactly.
They're all related.
Mm-hmm.
They're all related and serving the same God.
You know, President Trump just sent out a tweet about an hour ago, and I want to quote it. It's from Lisa Booth on Fox and Friends. Quote, I mean, come on. The Democrats are doing focus groups to try and figure out what words to use to move the needle. The Democrats know this is political, and they're just trying to drag Trump's name into the mud. Lisa Booth, unquote. Yeah, she's right. Lisa Booth on Fox and Friends summed it up, and I'm glad the president tweeted that out. That's exactly what's going on. There is no basis for impeachment. Their star witnesses prove that. They're unhappy with the president's foreign policy. You know what? You resign. The president under the Constitution is supposed to and does set foreign policy, not the envoys, not any of the ambassadors. I don't care how long they've been there. They do not set policy, period. So it's clear to me, and it should be clear to any fair-minded American, that President Trump has done nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. I note that Roger Stone was convicted yesterday, and like others, I'm hoping that the president pardons Roger Stone, because the people who need to be convicted, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, John Brennan, Clapper, on, part of the deep state, particularly John Brennan, where are their indictments? When are they going to be charged? When are they even going to be called before the Senate to testify? That's what we're waiting on from Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham. But Lindsey Graham is waiting for the IG report. Our phone number here is 973-925-4559. Again, 973-925-4559.
You know, I can get more specific on the pardoning of those military people. I'm reading this headline from American Military News. Trump pardons Army officers Goldstein and Lawrence, reinstates Navy SEAL Gallagher's rank. President Trump issued a full pardon for two U.S. Army officers, Clint Lawrence and Matthew Goldstein, convicted and accused of murdering Taliban militants, and a reinstatement of a previously demoted rank for U.S. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was exonerated of murder charges of an ISIS militant. Now, I believe they were locked up under under the administration of O. Mm-hmm. How in the world could you convict a naval man of murdering an ISIS militant? How many people do the ISIS murder?
Right.
You know, and the other two, Clint Lawrence, mm-hmm, and Matthew Goldstein, were also accused of murdering, mm-hmm, Taliban militants being murdered. Wow. Right. How many innocent people are saved because those militants have been killed?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I mean, it was so crazy under the previous administration. It was so anti-American under the previous administration that, you know, this is a breath of fresh air. And for those who are hating without a cause, I pity you.
We're going to a brief break. Please stay with our Urban Story with Barbara from Harlem and yours truly, BB Diamond. Thank you so much.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez. Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back with our urban story with author, patriot, minister, Barbara from Harlem. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, my darling. Yes, I mean, those, this, all of this stuff about this impeachment.
Inquiry, right.
I mean, it's so bogus.
It's bogus, Barbara.
It's bogus.
Even people who don't really support Trump, I think we're all seeing it's BS.
It is.
You do not bring, you know, I heard other people on Twitter say this. It's like giving the president a death penalty for speeding. I mean, it's just not proportionate to what you're saying he may have done. Have an investigation, have a hearing. You don't go all the way to impeachment.
But
based on this is awful. I mean, really, take party out of it for a moment. Just as an American, you're going to give essentially the president the equivalent of life in prison, God forbid, but life in prison for a phone call. President Trump was born and raised in New York. He may be brash at times. That's how
survive. That's how we are.
We can't be a wimp. How do you think he built a billion-dollar empire where his name was on buildings? You drive by the West Side Highway, they've since taken them down, on apartment buildings driving down the West Side Highway. We all know about Trump Tower. There's Trump International, golf courses around the world.
And didn't we see a park?
Right. We did.
Yes,
actually.
We did.
You know, this man is someone, in 1995, I was reading from the New York Post, the veterans, to sponsor the Veterans Parade, the committee that sponsors that had $1.75 in their bank account. Donald Trump saved that Veterans Day parade by donating money. He is a patriot through and through. He may be brash. You may not like his bare knuckle style, but that's how he survived and thrived.
I don't think that's what they don't like. They don't like the fact that he's pro-life,
yes,
pro-God, pro-Israel.
Yes.
Not one Democrat visited Israel,
yes,
when the embassy was moved there. Not one Democrat. Mm-hmm. And then Christians support that party?
Exactly.
Christians, people who call themselves Christians, need to rethink. And I think that is the crux of it.
I think you're right. It's the crux of it. And
crux,
I think
it,
what
yes,
it is, and maybe you tapped into something. You tapped into the fact that maybe Trump, to the left, to those who are anti-American, he's too Christian for them.
Absolutely.
And he's not even, he was never known to be a Bible-thumping.
Or a conservative.
Or conservative, or going to church. Mike Pence, his vice president.
That's why we have to fight them as much as possible, because the next would be Mike Pence. Because mm-hmm. Mike Pence is, I'm going to tell you from the beginning, I'm a Christian.
Right.
That's who he is.
Right. So
they're not happy with that.
Right.
See, when you become godless, your enemies are those who believe in God. And you're going to fight them. It's a battle. It's a battle, evil against good.
But it's not, I don't want to interrupt your thought, Barbara, but I don't think it's just, I'm sorry. It's not just that you believe in God, is that you're upfront with it. It's a central part of your life. Then the enemies really are going to come after you.
If you don't do things that are godly, they'll never know. You don't have to. I don't a lot of times tell people I'm a Christian, but people ask me, are you a Christian? Because they see your behavior. Only a Christian and those who believe in God will believe in protecting the babies, whether they're in the womb or just coming out the womb. Godless heathens will say, you can kill them at any time. And that's murder. They don't want to call it murder. They want to call it a constitutional right.
Right.
And there's nothing in the Constitution, although I'm not a constitutional scholar, there's nothing that I see in there that even touches on abortion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. But they create that reality in their heads. Just like they want marriage equality. You can never have, and nothing can equal male and female.
Exactly.
God defined marriage, male and female, leave and cleave.
Right.
And they have come up with their own definition because the godly principles, traditions, and ethics of America, based on godly principles, they want to destroy.
Right, exactly.
They are that godless that they hate the thought and the fact of God. That's why they wanted God and people like, I forgot her name, wanted God removed or the commandments removed out of the schools and prayer out of the schools because
Absolutely.
They want to remove God from the public square. And every one of those isms, communism, Marxism, what's the other
Socialist.
One? Socialism.
Islamism.
Islam, they remove God.
Right.
Hitler, remove God.
Right.
Mussolini, remove God. They want to replace God with themselves.
Exactly, with the government.
Absolutely. And they represent the government.
Absolutely.
Man is the measure of all things to them.
Right.
You know, and
Absolutely.
They are very dangerous to our democratic republic.
Absolutely. I want to go back to the disastrous impeachment hearing. Representative Elise Stefanik, she's representative from New York. When she wanted to speak, Adam Schiff kept denying her. But when she got the chance to speak, she obliterated Adam Schiff's whole purpose of this impeachment hearing. It's a farce. What they're trying to do to the president. It's embarrassing. No decent prosecutor. Adam Schiff, by the way, from what I understand, he was a prosecutor in the state of California. No decent prosecutor would have brought this forward.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi's instincts all along were correct. She said she did not want to go to impeachment unless it was bipartisan and the evidence was overwhelming. Those were two of her conditions. She threw them out of the window and went for this impeachment inquiry, which is a disaster. The witnesses that they've had so far have shown nothing. What I've walked away with, that my takeaway is there's no basis whatsoever for impeachment. On another note, and I'll go back to the impeachment again, Barbara and I want to work with Black Voices for Trump. We want to do a lot more for the president in Harlem, Newark, Patterson, where we're sitting essentially now, Irvington. We're very involved. And so I hope that the president's team will want us to help them to really get out the word about President Trump. Barbara's book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, whom we've put in the hands of many people, Brad Parscale, Corey Lewandowski, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who dates Donald Trump Jr., others. Part of Barbara's story is that she fought off the Ku Klux Klan. That's in chapter one. She went through the Jim Crow experience. You literally saw signs that said colored and white.
Yes.
How did you evolve? I mean, we campaign as your children. You had us out campaigning for Reverend Jesse Jackson in 84. To the point you evolved that you campaigned for Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, in 94. And, of course, we were at Trump Tower making calls for then-candidate Donald Trump. why did you evolve from where you were, where you were fighting the Klan, to being a black conservative?
Well, one thing about it is very imperative and important that when your children are young, introduce them to God. That helped. In church at Bethel AME, when I was a little girl, I remember, love thy neighbor as thyself. So as I grew and you know, matured, when the messages were coming from the black community, from various sources and all of those Democratic clubs that I was a member of, you know, hate white people, and that contradicted with what I learned as a child. Now, when I campaigned for Jesse Jackson, there was a time that Jesse Jackson was pro-life. And that's chronicled in my book. And so I'm not sure if that was what prompted me to support him. I don't know, or just the fact that he was black. I can't say which one it was. But I did campaign for him. But I know one thing. At this point in my life, I would not campaign for anyone who says kill the babies. He changed from pro-life to whatever the Democratic platform wants him to be. And they want him to be, as well as Sharpton, they want you to be a pro-choice. The baby doesn't have a choice. But they use this nice name to make it sound good. No, pro-murder. That's what it is. Pro-murder, a human life. So I evolved because of being introduced to the fact that God is real. There is a God. And what even kept me from going even, you know, to drugs and stuff like that, I was taught in church as a little girl that even if your mother, your grandmother, your father couldn't see you, God could always see you. And that always stuck with me, and that's why I didn't turn into a drug addict with all of the horror that happened to me. Now, I wasn't perfect, never lived a perfect life, but those two things, love your neighbor, and God sees you at all times, saved me and helped me find more peace within my personhood, because it was hard for me to remember love thy neighbor and then hear them trying to beat into my head, hate white people. It contradicted, caused my personhood to be, you know, unsettled. And meditation, remembering what God said, caused me to evolve to a person that rejects the ideology of the Democratic Party.
Wow, very powerful, Barbara. And this is all chronicled in your fascinating memoir. What's interesting about your memoir is you share your personal story while at the same time you're giving advice to Republicans, the GOP, to reach out to the black community. It is very important. One thing the Democrats are very good at is coming into the inner cities every 4 years. I mean, they may not mean what they say, but they come in every 4 years. Republicans should not cede the inner cities to Democrats. And I believe Donald Trump, President Trump, is bold enough, brave enough, that he will come into the inner cities and say, I'm not ignoring you like Republicans traditionally do. Not out of hatred. Remember, it was Republican Abraham Lincoln who freed the slaves. The Republican Party was formed, Barbara, in 1854, correct me if I'm wrong, for the purpose of freeing the slaves. So the Republican Party has been on the side of black people for, what, a century or more. But we have allowed ourselves to be brainwashed by the Democrats who come into the inner city to believe that it is the Democrats who will save us while the Republicans neglect us.
And that's such a lie. You know, they have someone who is running for president, S-T-E-Y-E-R.
Tom Steyer, billionaire.
And, yeah, a billionaire. And he says that corporations have wrecked our democracy, and he wants to rebuild it, especially to help, I hate this term, people of color. You know, and I, when I heard that, you know, people of color, then he mentioned something about affordable housing.
Right, right.
Which means the projects. And that's all the Democrats have provided for black people. They haven't helped stem the tide of crime,
right.
drugs, anything. That they don't even work on trying to protect us from illegal immigrants
exactly.
who may be coming here criminally with human trafficking and all that.
Right.
Doesn't bother them.
Right.
So when I saw him on television with that he's going to fix our democracy. Now, this democracy and capitalism mm-hmm. allowed somebody like him to become a billionaire.
Yep.
But he's playing that race card. He's going to help people of color. You know, when mm-hmm. are some of these so-called leftists going to realize black people don't need nannies? I become insulted and offended when I hear those terms because I know that they're usually buzzwords. And unfortunately, too many black people say, oh, yeah, you're going to help us. The Democrats have been saying that for decades. And all you see for the most part in black communities is decay. All you see is crime. You see children being born without a mother and a father to nurture them. That's what the Republican Party has programmed into the kids.
Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party has programmed into too many heads of black people in particular. Whites also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they, we don't need nannies.
Exactly.
We are endowed by our Creator. Each and every individual is endowed by the Creator. That's God.
Mm-hmm.
With talents, abilities, and the desire to be free. Don't sell that short.
Amen. Before we leave the air in about 5 minutes, I just want to get this in. The Trump campaign raised $3.1 million on the first day of the impeachment hearings. I'm proud to say I'm one of those who helped them raise that money. It is not fair. I'd rather give it directly to the Trump campaign than to the RNC, but it is not fair what the Democrats are doing. It's un-American. It's unethical to charge someone to it's in a political setting, but basically that's what they're doing, charge someone with committing a crime, and we don't know what the crime is. It's like the Democrats are in search of a crime, and that's absolutely...
And you notice it came right behind Mueller's testimony.
Thank you. I also want to say, due to President Trump's economic policy, the Dow broke 28,000. The economy is soaring. We have the number one economy in the world.
Amen.
And let's make sure we understand it's based on Judeo-Christian principles and a free market system. For those who are anti-American, if you think Islam, the Islamic economy works or socialism works, why don't you go to those countries with those economies or create your own country and you try socialism there? We're still going to be the number one economy in the world. We're one of the youngest countries in the world. We're only 240 years old, whereas China has been around for thousands of years.
Amen.
India, thousands of years.
Amen.
And I don't know if I've said it on the show before, but I'll say it again.
Middle East.
Correct. India is mentioned in the first chapter, first verse of the book of Esther. India.
Mm-hmm.
That's how ancient their society is. And the Middle East, you're right. And we have the number one economy in the world based on capitalism. Now, professors of these fancy universities will tell you, well, that capitalism is this, and America is such an imperialistic nation. Well, if America was such an imperialistic nation, after World War II, we could have owned Japan.
Amen. We
could have owned the Philippines. We probably could have owned at least part of Germany.
Yes.
We did none of that. We helped rebuild Japan. We helped rebuild those countries that we had defeated. So don't believe when they say it's an imperialistic nation. That's not true. When they say in capitalism, America exploited indigenous peoples, that is not true either. We have made it so our economy is so strong that we actually help indigenous people. We feed them around the world. We don't own Haiti. We could. We haven't taken over Barbados, Dominican Republic. We could. We have helped them. We have helped them thrive and survive. America is a blessing, and so is Israel to the entire world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, those who really just don't like our system, I don't know why they don't leave.
Exactly.
Many of them said that they would leave if Donald Trump won the presidency and they're still here.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're not perfect, but we are a blessing to the world, as Ms. Diamond has said, and as well as Israel.
Right.
You know, and I think it's, who was it, Elizabeth Warren, who's supposed to be running for president.
Right.
She hates Israel.
Mm-hmm.
She says in her statements that she would stop funding or helping them or whatever. Look at all of the contributions they have made to the United States. But once again, you have a party who has become totally godless.
They've become godless.
They have.
Before we go, I wanted you to talk about the John Adam quote from the you've read, and I want you to explain that. But I want to quote Jim Jordan very quickly back to the impeachment hearings with all this hearsay. Quoting Jim Jordan, we've got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you told me this is where you got your clear understanding. This is his sentence to Ambassador Taylor. So basically what Wednesday's hearing wound up to being is just a bunch of hearsay that should have never been brought to this point. The Democrats need to find an exit strategy and stop these disastrous impeachment hearings.
The Democrats need to fulfill their constitutional responsibility.
Absolutely.
They need to stop this crap because that's what it is. That's why I won't even watch it or whatever. And I hope that the legal teams and the legal minds surrounding President Trump will reverse all of this on them. Start talking more about Hunter Biden. Absolutely. Start talking about all of the uranium and the money that they've been getting from there. Start talking about those things. And Hillary Clinton's missteps and the Pfizer report, or the Pfizer warrants, I should say. You know, there are a lot of things that they don't want brought to the surface, and they want to keep us occupied with this phony impeachment inquiry.
Right.
But the tables need to be reversed on them. Now, what did you want me to explain?
John Adams, our second
John Adams,
president.
Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious person. It is wholly inadequate to any other government, in other words. So the bottom line is that first sentence is what's so important. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious person.
People.
Now, people, the Democratic Party has lost their morality. The Democratic Party has become immoral. That's why they want to ignore the Constitution. Yeah. That's what it is. And a religious people. You don't hear them at the 2012 Democratic Convention. They didn't even want God mentioned. Remember that. And please, Christians, wake up. If they didn't want God mentioned in 2012, do you think that they've changed since then? No, they haven't. Stop supporting the godless and claim that you love God. This is Barbara from Harlem on our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.